Liveline on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Hidden Hearing. Hearing problems? We've been tuning people in for over 30 years. Visit hiddenhearing.ie.
Joe Duffy!
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Joe@RTE.ie. Brendan Keegan, it happened yesterday evening. Go ahead.
Yeah, Joe, good afternoon, Chip. No, just explain to you what happened, Bill, to my wife yesterday afternoon. She drove down to St. Brendan's Church in Coolock Village.
Dublin,
and she parked the car. She was going to post a few Christmas cards and a few bits and pieces. And she, as she normally does, she goes, she's going to go into the church to light a few candles. But she tripped on a pavement.
Okay.
Walking, and she tripped, and she told me in her own words, she was airborne. For a couple of moments, she landed on the right side of her face. She landed on her cheek and her eye, but she busted her right arm.
Right.
Now she was on her own. There was no one else around. But there was a lady. Luckily enough, a lady called Rachel that actually works in Calvary's. Jackie got to just talking to her yesterday. Mm. But Jackie was face down, and the lady heard a thud as she was getting into a car. She left her car and come over to Jackie, seeing Jackie lying on the cold ground, in agony and pain. The lady actually forcing, she took her coat off and asked, was she okay? She says, oh, I cannot move me right arm. I mean, just in so much pain. Yeah. She was literally yelping, the Rachel told me, when I did get to see her. So Rachel rang Jackie's sister, who lives about a mile away. She came down with some blanks, explained to what's after happening. Then she rang me at work. I work in Swords. So Rachel, at about 4:05, rang the ambulance to explain what's after happening. There's a lady lying face down on the ground. Jackie's 56. She'll forgive me for telling you that. But she was lying on the ground, face down, in severe pain. So at 4:05, the ambulances rang. So I left Swords, got to the church grounds around 4:30. And at this stage, Jackie's sister had arrived down. They had some blankets over it that they happened to have in the car. Some other lady gave a coat, and Jackie was lying there again, shivering. It was about 4 or 5 degrees at this stage, and it was starting to rain. Her sister, they got an umbrella. They were trying to keep her shelter from the rain. And at this stage, 20 to 5, I rang the ambulance again. I got through to emergency services. They put me through, and they said, what's your exact location? I told them Coolock Village. The grounds at St. Brendan's Church, just off the Malahide Road. Says, yeah, this call was logged. And I says, yeah, it was logged about 4:05. It's now 4:40, and there's still no sign of the ambulance. Any sign, any idea of an ETA? And he said, we can't give you a guarantee. We'll try and prioritise it, but all our ambulances are tied up. So luckily enough, her sister, Patricia, who was down, she went to the chemist. She knows someone in the chemist, and she came out with one of these foil sheets, you know, like they put in marathon runners at the end of a race to get them warm, and they put that over to try and keep her warm. The chemist had a look at her, Jen, I think was the girl's name, and she had a look and said, look, she's in so much pain, we're afraid if we move her again, we'll make it worse. So again, you have to remember, Jackie was lying face down at this stage on a cold ground. So about 10 to 5, I rang the ambulance again. Now, I didn't realise that subsequently the chemist had gone back and she rang the ambulance as well and explained that this lady's in severe pain. Can they prioritise her in any way? They said there's nothing they could do. So that's 3 or 4 logins.
Yeah, but surely they can. I know Dublin Fire Brigade have a limited number of ambulances, and they provide a brilliant service, and they're forever on the go, 24/7.
Yes, absolutely.
And they're really highly trained. But surely they can call on the National Ambulance Service from their depots in James's or the Phoenix Park or whatever.
Well, like I say, Joe, when I rang, it was the National Call Centre, and I asked that. I said, are we limited to the Dublin Fire Brigade?
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
He says, we coordinate them all, and there's none available at the moment.
Wow,
said,
okay.
Can you give me an ETA? And he said, Brendan, I can't. There's nothing I can do. I can't give you an ETA, but we have her on the list. So at this, Tricia said, look, Brendan, she's shivering. So her sister drove back up to the house, which is about a mile away, and actually got a duvet, and came back down again and put the duvet over Jackie. So at this stage, we're an hour now. We're gone at 5:10.
What time did the ambulance eventually arrive at?
It didn't.
Oh, it didn't?
At 6:10, when the chemist was closing, and the chemist came again and says, you are still here? And I said, yeah. My wife is now lying on the ground for over 2 hours, face down. We were afraid to lift her because the chemist advised us not to. So what we actually did, we rang Jackie's aunt, who lives in Rush, whose son is a paramedic with Dublin Fire Brigade, and he said, look, Brendan, I guarantee it, there's no way, we can't give you a time when an ambulance is going to arrive. You're just going to have to lift Jackie off the ground. You're just going to have to lift her. Okay. You're just going to have to suffer the pain. So what we did was, one of the girls from the chemist, whose name is Geraldine, she reversed her car right back up onto the path where Jackie was lying for over 2 hours. And through the pain, we rolled Jackie onto the duvet. She's screaming at this stage. We had to reverse her back into the passenger seat.
You lifted her up through with the duvet, in other words.
We lifted her, yeah, in the car. Now we had to roll her
as a makeshift stretcher.
As a makeshift. All the time we're afraid we're going to make matters worse.
Yeah.
We got her into the car, and she's in severe pain, Joe. You could not believe the yelping of her. Now, she said herself she's given birth to two children, but this was just excruciating. We got her into the car, even struggled to get the seatbelt on her. Anything touching her right-hand side was causing her severe pain. So we got her into the car. We drove to Beaumont, which is literally 5 minutes away. We're in Coolock Village. Beaumont Hospital is 5 minutes away. We got her in, and when we arrived there, I was in the back seat. I jumped out and I asked who the ambulance man, which was an old school. When we got there was five ambulances parked outside Beaumont, and a lot of the drivers were there waiting. And the reason they were waiting is they're waiting on the beds to be returned to them, the trolley beds for the ambulances, so they can get back out the car.
I've said this before, why don't they have at these hospitals, why don't they have a room where the Dublin Fire Brigade can store spare trolleys?
That would work. So what happened was, Joe, when I got there, I asked, I said, look, is there any chance you could help me? And my wife's after having a fall. We're 2 hours waiting on an ambulance, over 2 hours waiting on an ambulance. So any chance you could help us to get her the right way out of the car? We don't want to make her matters worse. So two of the drivers come over, help us out. We got Jackie onto a seat. So when they brought her into a wheelchair, when they brought her into the hospital, it meant it looked like she was coming from an ambulance. So she got brought into the red area,
which was
the emergency. So she was.
And how is she now, more importantly? Well,
she's downstairs listening to me on the radio. She didn't want to talk. She's in severe pain the whole time.
Oh, the poor woman.
Now,
and what was she x-rayed or?
Yeah, she had 8 x-rays. They had to do her twice. The prognosis is that her humerus bone, and this is not very humorous, to be honest with you, was pushed up into her shoulder. She had 2 fractures.
Yeah.
But because of the area and the nature of it, they have to let the weight of her arm pull it back into position. They can't put a cast on it.
Okay.
So it's just pain management at the moment. And they said it's going to be 6 weeks of agony as such till it sits back in. Now, what we're going to see a specialist next Thursday.
Okay.
He only sits on the Thursday. But it's just to highlight the pressure. Look,
something has to be done.
Are incredible. But I know of another case of 3 hours waiting on an ambulance. I found out about today.
That has to be addressed.
I've never heard of this in my life. We're supposed to be a first world country. It's a third world service that they're only allowed to provide because of what they have. And I was saying to myself, Jackie, I'm going to have to email Simon Harris. If Jackie had been 10, 15, 20 years older, she'd have died of hypothermia in the grounds of a church waiting on an ambulance.
Yeah.
And that's a fact.
Well, it sounds, and yesterday evening was bitterly cold.
Yeah, it was 4 degrees according to my phone.
And there was a wind that would cut you in two, as they say.
Yeah, exactly. We had the photograph of 2 umbrellas over with her sister holding them, and the rain coming down, and us waiting, her waiting over 2.5 hours, and there was over six calls at least made. And they were told, we get there as soon as we can't give you an ETA when we have an ambulance with you.
What a traumatic, apart from the fall and her and your wife, did you give me Jacqueline, your wife, that sensation, she said she was flying through the air, she knew what was that she was in serious trouble when the way she landed, and then to be lying on the ground for 2 hours.
2 hours, face down.
She's conscious and she's
conscious. All we did was trying to call you and say you'll be grand, but I never expected over two hour away for an ambulance in this day and age.
Well, we did it on Liveline Callback 3 weeks ago. A follower upper, as they say, a woman lying on her floor at home for 3 hours, and eventually when her daughter rang Liveline, the National Ambulance Service up in, I think their HQ is in Phoenix Park or whatever, they said we didn't know about it. And they said they didn't know about it, and they dispatched an ambulance immediately. But anyway, we'll see. There's something happening, and it has to be sorted out. Okay, Brendan.
I hold it. Yeah, it's horrendous, Joe. Listen,
speedy and full recovery to Jacqueline listening downstairs, and mind yourself and look after each
thanks,
other.
Joe.
Thanks, Brendan.
Take care. Bye bye.
Brendan Keegan, 51551.